Michael Young, who died earlier this month in London at the age of 86, spent his teenage summers in this country hobnobbing with New Dealers. He dined at the White House and even met Franklin Roosevelt. His son Toby says the experience imbued him with what was to be a lifelong confidence in the benign nature of the state. Young was a Labour Party stalwart who coined the word meritocracy. In 1958, he wrote a book, The Rise of Meritocracy, a futuristic vision of a Britain where class lines are drawn according to IQ. Writer Nicholas Lemon found himself at Michael Young's door when he was finishing his own book on the subject of meritocracy. Lemon wanted to know how Young came up with the word.
There's a Greek word, aristocracy. Aristo, the best, ocracy, rule by. So it's rule by the best. In the work of the Greek philosophers, aristocracy means what we mean by meritocracy. Over the centuries, somewhere along the line, it came to mean exactly the opposite, that is, a system in which inheritors rule. So therefore, Young had to, you know, get the concept but find a different word. And so all he did was sawed off the first half in Greek and wheeled in the Latin substitute. Hence, meritocracy.
And this new aristocracy, this meritocracy he was writing about, was the elite as determined by new mass standardized testing.
Right. Young was a real believer, as many people of his generation were, in IQ tests. He says in the book that merit equals IQ plus effort. That's about the only mention of effort in the book. And what he really felt was that IQ was merit, that you would have a new ruling elite based on IQ test scores.
His view of the future, in which Britain had revolutionized society, wasn't an altogether cheering one, though.
Oh, no. He was very much against meritocracy. And that's another irony of the whole story. The word meritocracy, most people don't use it in conversation, I would say, but the people who do use it tend to use it, in America at least, as a positive thing. That's what we want. The whole thrust of Young's book was the one thing you don't want is a meritocracy. You know, remember he was British and not American. And remember that the Labour Party, which is what he spent his life working in, or a lot of his life, during the time that he was working in it, was a socialist party. So he was really writing from an ideological place that not many American writers are writing from, that is, what would be good for socialism. And he thought meritocracy would be bad because it would hinder the cause of socialism.
Of course, in a way, the final British irony of this story is that Michael Young, at the time of his death, had long been Lord Young of Dartington, and I suppose he was when you interviewed him.
Right, he was Lord Young and had become a life peer, so his children don't get to inherit it, but he did indeed have a seat which he rarely occupied in the House of Lords, and in fact it's ironic because in The Rise of the Meritocracy he specifically predicted that the House of Lords would go out of business, and only to find that he was Lord Young of Dartington.
And did he remain a devout socialist at the time when you met him?
Oh, yeah, definitely. He was not, as far as I could tell when I met him, he wasn't a Tony Blair, third-way New Labour guy at all. He was always a socialist. He came from the really heady days of the Labour Party after the Second World War, when the whole British welfare state was remade, and he was unapologetic about socialism.
Nick Lemon, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Nicholas Lemon is Washington correspondent for The New Yorker and the author of The Big Test, The Secret History of American Meritocracy.